Welcome to Natural Sleep Solutions, Maya's online healthy sleep series. This is episode 3, Calculate Your Ideal Bedtime. Sleep plays a vital role in good health and well-being throughout your life. Getting enough quality sleep at the right times can help protect your mental health, physical health, quality of life, and safety. This podcast series is designed to help you become a better sleeper. Janet Fontana, registered nurse and sleep specialist, is the creator of the Natural Sleep Solutions series and will be your guide. We hope you find our podcasts and related material helpful.
Hello, this is Janet Fontana, your guide through the Natural Sleep Solutions program. Welcome to Calculate Your Ideal Bedtime. In this podcast, you will learn what time you should be going to bed based on the amount of sleep you are currently averaging each night. This adjustment in your bedtime will help to reset your internal clock. People who consistently have trouble sleeping often say that they are so exhausted all day, but when they get into bed, they lie awake for hours. Other people fall asleep quickly, but then wake up just a few hours later, unable to fall back to sleep. If you have trouble falling asleep and or staying asleep, you may be spending hours lying awake in bed. Together, we are going to explore a strategy called sleep restriction, which is known to help reset your body's internal clock. Sleep restriction limits the total time spent in bed, therefore cutting down on the amount of time you are awake in bed. Sleep specialists agree that limiting the amount of time spent awake in bed is an important step in breaking the cycle of insomnia. Sleep restriction can be especially helpful for people who have trouble falling asleep. In this podcast, you will learn more about the sleep restriction strategy, and you will calculate your best bedtime based on the amount of sleep you are currently getting on an average night. Oftentimes, people intentionally go to bed early after a poor night's sleep. They know they won't fall asleep soon, but they want to rest in bed while they watch TV or read. When you go to bed early to read, watch TV, or to engage in some other activity, the body and mind become trained to be awake and active while in bed. Most people believe the added time in bed trying to fall asleep or fall back to sleep is at least giving the body rest. In reality, the more time you spend awake in bed, the more you reinforce your sleep troubles. Essentially, your body and mind learn to be awake in bed. To implement the sleep restriction technique, we are going to calculate your ideal bedtime based on how many hours of sleep you are currently getting. You will intentionally limit the amount of time you generally spend awake in bed each night to no more than 1 hour. Once you are sleeping better, you can adjust your bedtime to an earlier time. Before you listen any further, download the resource called Calculate Your Ideal Bedtime. You can find the handout on our website in the program notes. Or, if you prefer, simply use a pen and paper. To begin, we are going to consider the amount of time you currently sleep and the time you need to wake up in order to calculate a bedtime which limits the amount of time you spend awake in bed. When insomnia lasts more than a few weeks, your body and mind become trained to be awake while in bed. By limiting the total amount of time you spend in bed, you can break this association and fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. First, write down the average number of hours you sleep each night. Not the number of hours that you are in bed, but the estimated number of hours you sleep. Approximate your average sleep time, taking out the estimated time you lie in bed trying to fall asleep or fall back to sleep. If your sleep varies from night to night, estimate as best you can the number of hours you sleep on average. If you are really not sure how much sleep you are getting, I suggest you use the provided sleep journal to track your sleep for the next week. At the end of the week, add up the number of hours you slept each night and divide by 7 to get your average. Now, step 2. Add 1 hour to your average number of hours of sleep. This is the maximum number of hours that you should spend in bed. For example, if you generally sleep about 6 hours a night, then you add 1 hour and determine you should spend no more than 7 hours in bed. However, even if you think that you only sleep a few hours a night, never restrict your time in bed to less than 5.5 hours. Again, the minimum time you should allow yourself to be in bed is 5.5 hours. It may seem counterintuitive to spend less time in bed than the amount of hours you think you should be sleeping. However, it's important to remember that at this point, spending more time in bed isn't getting you more sleep. It is only making you feel more frustrated and reinforcing your sleep difficulties. Once you are falling asleep faster and sleeping more soundly, you will be able to spend more time in bed. Step 3. Write down the time that you need to wake up on most days. You should keep your rise time as consistent as possible. Even on days off or days you could sleep in later, stay within 1 hour of your usual rise time. Step 4. Based on the number of hours you calculated you should spend in bed and the time that you need to get up, we are going to determine the earliest time you should be going to bed. Count back the total number of hours you spend in bed from the time you need to wake up to determine your desired bedtime. For example, if you generally sleep 6 hours a night, then you should allow yourself no more than 7 hours to be in bed. If you need to get up at 6 a.m., then you count back the 7 hours you spend in bed and determine that your earliest bedtime should be 11 p.m. As another example, if you average 5 hours of sleep a night, then allow yourself 6 hours to be in bed. If you need to wake up at 5:30 a.m., then you count back 6 hours and find that your bedtime should be no earlier than 11:30 p.m. The bedtime that you calculated is probably later than the time you currently go to bed. This restricted amount of time in bed will help to get your sleep patterns back on track and reset your internal clock. Don't worry, in time you will be able to go to bed earlier than this new bedtime. I'll explain how to transition your bedtime in a few minutes. If in calculating your earliest bedtime, you found you are already going to bed later than the time you calculated, do not adjust your bedtime. Stick to your usual schedule. The other behavior changes and relaxation practices introduced throughout this series will be of great benefit to you, but changing your bedtime is not necessary. As you adjust to your new bedtime, you may find it somewhat difficult. In fact, for the first few days, you may feel more tired than usual. Although it may be challenging at first, try to stay up until your calculated bedtime, even if you are tired. This later bedtime may be difficult, but remember, you are working toward resetting your body's internal clock. During this transition, you should avoid naps if possible. However, if you feel really tired during your day, you may take a short nap of 20 to 30 minutes in the early to mid-afternoon. For most people, a short nap before late afternoon can improve your level of alertness and take the edge off your fatigue without disrupting your sleep schedule. Stick to a consistent sleep schedule for the next few weeks. Most people find it takes a couple of weeks to see some positive results and several weeks before you break some old patterns and experience significant long-term improvement. Once you are sleeping better, you can slowly adjust your bedtime by 15 minutes at a time so you can go to bed a little earlier. Give your body enough time to completely adjust before making another change. Wait at least a week or two in between changes. Continue to adjust your bedtime until you find that you are waking up feeling refreshed and well rested. As you make your bedtime earlier, notice if it is taking you longer than 30 minutes to fall asleep, or if you are waking up more often during the night. If so, go back to the later bedtime and wait until you are sleeping better before trying another bedtime change. I recognize these changes are not easy. To To help you adjust to the sleep schedule, involve a friend or family member who can help you stick to the schedule and support you through the process. As you adjust to your new bedtime, you may initially find that you are more tired and you may be tempted to take long naps, drink more caffeinated beverages, fall asleep on the couch, and skip exercising. Stay committed to healthy sleep behaviors during this adjustment period. Be careful not to fall into a pattern of behaviors that will make it even more difficult to get a good night's sleep. If you have not yet listened to Rise and Shine and What to Do When You Can't Sleep, I recommend you do. They include strategies related to this podcast and will help reset your internal clock for a better night's sleep. Best of luck as you become accustomed to your new sleep schedule and retrain your body and mind to sleep while in bed.